In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Question 480. Why do we not always obtain what we pray for? We do not always obtain what we pray for, either because we have not prayed properly, or because God sees that what we are asking would not be for our good. Many people do not pray in the name of Christ, as explained in the preceding answer, but pray in this way instead, O Lord, please give me what I want. And they often do not think whether or not it will help them to love God more, and sometimes they do not even care. God has never guaranteed to answer such a prayer as this, as it is not really a prayer, but selfishness. Keep in mind that in his providence, God sometimes grants things that are evil in order to prevent a greater evil or to foster a greater good or both. We will see this in heaven when every tear is wiped away and we can gaze on these things in the aspect of eternity. But right now, they are extraordinarily difficult to see, if not impossible. Take the assassination of Hitler. There were about, as I recall, something like 15 attempts on his life, mostly by Germans. Why did they not succeed? In that we can only speculate. But it seems clear that if he were assassinated, then easily something worse could have taken place. And that's hard to imagine, but it is quite possible that a person such as Hermann Göring or Heinrich Himmler, if one of them became the Führer in Hitler's place, Himmler could easily have been much worse even than Hitler. And perhaps that would have prolonged the war, made things much worse. Question 481. Are distractions in our prayers always displeasing to God? Distractions in our prayers are not displeasing to God unless they are willful. So, there's a drawing at the top of page 222, a sinful distraction where the boy thinks it's too hard to pray. I'll think about the TV show I saw last night. And a harmless distraction is the one the boy says, I want to pray. I don't want to think about the TV show I saw last night. It has to do with the will. Distractions are wanderings of our imagination. If we deliberately let it wander and do not even try to pray, that is a sin. But if it wanders when we do not want it to, then this does no harm to our prayer. It is still very good and still very pleasing to God. If you notice a distraction, gently turn your mind back to some thought of God. Meanwhile, your heart is praying all the time. This is very well stated, I think. So the effort to get rid of distractions is very pleasing to God. Our little efforts are like a baby's arms being thrown up to the parent who finds this irresistible. If the distraction simply will not go away, however, St. Francis de Sales, who is a doctor of the Church, says, turn it into a prayer. So if the distraction is about a person, and the thought of that person simply will not go away, then pray for that person. And by the way, I should add here, the Catechism says that distractions are the wanderings of our imagination, but they could also be wanderings of our memory. We remember something that simply won't go away. If that's the case, pray for the thing or the person about which or whom the memory is based. It could be, according to many saints, that if someone comes to mind and the thought of that person doesn't go away, it might be that the thought of that person has been given to you by the person's guardian angel, appealing to you. It says, gently turn the mind back to the subject. Remember that the will is very powerful, and it can command the memory or the imagination to focus on something else. Of course, this implies, doesn't it, that the will must be trained. So, if you are in the habit of fantasizing or daydreaming and allowing the imagination and the memory to do whatever they want, if you allow this outside of prayer, then when it is time for prayer, that habit will not serve you very well. In fact, it will hinder you greatly. So the training of the will has to be done even outside of prayer, so that the memory and the imagination don't get to call the shots. You do. Question 482. How many kinds of prayer are there? There are two basic kinds of prayer, mental prayer and vocal prayer. Question 483. What is mental prayer? Mental prayer is that prayer by which we unite our hearts with God while thinking of His holy truths. There's a drawing there of a young boy. He's got his head in his hands. He's at a prie-dieu, a kneeler. But he's not looking at anything particular. His eyes are shut. He has nothing in his hands, like a rosary or a prayer book. And it's a good little drawing. So mental prayer usually begins with meditation, which means thinking about God to move our hearts to love Him. Our hearts then speak to Him in our own words or even without words. Then we listen to Him in silence, not only of lips, but silence of heart. This is the highest form of private prayer. It is not hard to do. Think about God's goodness, about the way Christ suffered for you, about Our Lady or one of the saints. Think for a while and then let your heart speak and listen. Take 5, 10, 15 minutes or more. As long as you want to pray and don't deliberately do or think about something else, your heart is praying. Even if nothing seems to be happening, it is time well spent and very profitable for your soul. So it is not hard to do, it says. Well, actually, yeah, it is sometimes. If the will is not trained, if you have no knowledge of Scripture, say, no idea who Mary is, or our Lord, then how are you going to think about Him? But if you do not know, but if you do know something about Him, and if you try to love Him, then you'll find it's true. It is not hard. In fact, it's even easy.